Marco, Marco, Marco.
Just a wonderful shot from Mark Allen. Mark Allen, there's his second shot. And that's a beauty as well.
Marco, Marco, Allen, Allen.
Oh, terrific shot from Mark Allen.
Mark Allen couldn't have pitched it any closer to the edge of the green. A beautiful shot, super round the goal. Very mature performance. Does finish well.
Oh, I've just crashed, KB. I've just crashed.
Oh, jingo.
On Hungry for Sport, time to step onto the 18th green with the People's Champion, Mark Allen.
Ricky Fowler is the star, of course, at the Players' Championship, and Mark Allen is our star, of course, our golfing expert. G'day, Marco.
Hey, KB. You know what? I put the TV on early this morning and had a quick look, and I saw Ricky Fowler bogeyed the 10th hole. And I thought, well, that'll be the end of that. Put the record on and just thought, you know, what a shame. And went for my walk, and, you know, I was just listening to the boys. And by the time I got in, he'd birdied, I think he birdied number 13.
13 he birdied?
Hard 14.
Correct.
And the eagle that he made on the 16th hole is the winning shot of this week. 16 was playing into the wind. He hit a 3-wood from 243 yards. So what's that, 220 metres? He probably had 215 metres to carry the water. He carried the water, bounced left and went to 1 foot. Birdied the next hole as well, the par 3, 17th, the most famous hole. I'll talk about that in a tick. And then did very well in the playoff. Now, he's played that 17th hole, KB, the island hole. He's played it 6 times for the week. How many times do you reckon he birdied it?
6 times?
No, he birdied it 5 times, but still incredible performance. I mean, seriously, today he's played it 3 times today, and the pin didn't change. Every time it's back right, and I reckon the pin sheet, for all the golfers out there who know what I'm talking about, the pin sheet would have read about 25 steps on and 2 from the right. He's birdied it 3 times with the water surrounding. That is a phenomenal performance and deserving the win. And unfortunately, Kisner, who has been on and off this tour about as much as anybody in recent history, he did exceptionally well. But I think in the end, class won out, and Ricky Fowler won only KB, his second PGA Tour victory.
He shot 31 for the back nine.
With a bogey.
Which was phenomenal golf. Patrick Smith was saying before that I think it was Sports Illustrated had named him the most overrated golfer in the world.
Well,
not now.
It's interesting. Now, not now. So he's had, after his second win, and his second win being a big one. And if you remember 2014, you say it all the time as well that he finished top five in all the majors.
He did.
But if you look at it's an interesting question. Maybe some of your listeners can text in who they think is the most overrated player in the world, because the way you do this, I would imagine, it's not wins. If you look at who gets the TV time and who gets the marquee groups, usually they're the ones that put you on TV and make you famous. And Ricky Fowler, I guess if he's only had one win, he does get all the marquee groups, and until today he hadn't won much. But I would suggest just at the moment, a bloke they called Tiger... with the marquee pairings that he gets and the finishes that he's had, and can barely finish a tournament, I would say if you looked at the last 2 years based on pairings, TV time, that possibly Tiger Woods is probably the most overrated player just at the moment, not career-wise, because we know he's one of the... Well, I think he's the best player to ever play the game. But if we're just looking at a two-year bracket, I would say on those two things that we're looking at, TV times and the marquee pairings, I don't think he's performed up to those levels.
Well, I think he's also ranked outside the top 100 now.
Yeah. But look, they're always going to show him. They're always going to show him. He's always going to get the marquee groups because, in many eyes, he's the best player who ever lived. But Ricky Fowler, look, he's young, he's exciting, he performs well. He's only won one other time. I think in 50 years' time, I know probably... maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I might have used the argument in 10 years' time that this will be considered a major. It will be at some stage. It's too big a tournament now. It's way too big a tournament. And you know, when it's when the PGA Tour instills something that's not a sudden death playoff, I mean, now it's an aggregate three-hole playoff until you get past the three holes, and then we saw sudden death. I think they're doing everything possible. I mean, it's got the most money, it's got the strongest field, it's at the golf course that we all know now, this is just another step they've taken to ensure its status. So the PGA Tour is trying like hell to make this a major, and at some stage I think it's going to fall into that category.
$1.8 million to the winner.
Yeah.
So it's the richest tournament.
$10 million purse.
But five-year tour exemption from the players. If you win this tournament, 5 years you get exempted from the tour. That is massive in the career of a golfer, and particularly someone like even now Ricky Fowler, because they can plan what tournaments they want to play. They don't have to go rushing around thinking, I've got to get so many points up. I've got to be in the top 125 if I miss a few cuts. 5 year exemption is an extraordinary reward for winning the tournament.
Yeah, you're right. And look, KB, you wouldn't believe it. It used to be more. I think Steve Elkington, the second time he won it, I think that was the last time that there was a 10-year exemption.
Oh,
there was a 10-year exemption, but they looked at a couple of players who had won it, and they were out, they were gone, and long after they'd won the tournament, they still had 8 years left in their exemption period. So they cut it back to five. Now five, that's the same exemption that you receive if you win a Masters or a US Open or the British Open or the PGA Championship. So there's another reason, there's another thing that the PGA Tour has done to put this on the same pedestal, on the same level as the other four majors in the game. Look, I don't think it would hurt. I don't think it would hurt as much as others probably do, the history of the game. And I know that in 1960, early 1960, the America's Golf Writers Association declared that, all right, the modern four majors now are the Masters and the US Open, the Open and the PGA. So for many years before that, it was really up in the air. And, Arnold Palmer won a US Masters in 1958. He didn't know that he'd won a major at that stage. But you look back now, and everybody who won the Masters before 1960 is now credited with a major. So maybe, Adam Scott's got two right now. Maybe Steve Elkington's got three. Maybe Greg Norman can finally add that US major to his number two British Opens as well. So I think in 50 years' time for sure, but maybe in the next 10, they'll do something. I mean, we see the ladies. The ladies, I think they've had six major championships in the last 10 years. They've only had five per year, but some majors go in, some majors come out. It's remarkable what's happening over there with the ladies' golf. Well, it'll never happen in tennis. Tennis have got it nailed. It's perfect, but I think golf at some stage, the Players' Championship will be a major.
Well, I think Jack Nicklaus used to say that the fifth major in the world was the Australian Open, which he won about six times. I think Player won it seven times. He used to call that the fifth major, but it's never been regarded as such. And, obviously the way that the fields we get these days doesn't deserve that. But he used to call that back then. Just on Ricky Fowler's win, is this another win for Butch Harmon? Because Ricky had an old coach for many, many years who sadly passed away.
He was blind, KB.
Yes,
he was a blind man coaching Ricky Fowler, did it all by sound.
And he passed away, and then obviously he's teamed up with Butch Harmon.
Yeah, and Butch has made an enormous difference. I mean, not long after he got with Butch, he started performing very consistently in the majors. And look, that's in all sport, football, cricket, whatever you look at. It's everyone has their day, but the players who are consistently performing at a very high level in the biggest tournaments, they're all the ones that we regard long-term. And Ricky Fowler last year, even though I don't think he had the best US Masters in 2015, but last year, finishing top five in every major, I'm not even sure Tiger Woods has done that in one calendar year. Mm. It was an enormous achievement without winning a tournament. Of course, he'd hand them all back just to win the Masters or a US Open or even the US PGA. I'm sure he would have given all those top five finishes in 1 year back. But still, that's an enormous achievement. And that, that is a huge credit to Butch Harmon. It seems like everyone he's touched, I mean, even Fred Couples, who had an unusual swing. Ricky Fowler has a very unusual swing. Darren Clark's got an unusual swing. All these players went to Butch Harmon, and they all went bang. I mean, I think Fred Couples, if he wasn't setting records with tournament wins in the seniors, he was coming very close, and he was performing very well at Augusta. I think he was leading going into the halfway mark of the Masters not long after seeing Butch. Darren Clark went to Butch Harmon, and not long after that won his first major, an Open Championship. He has a remarkable track record with turning players around with unusual swings. And Ricky Fowler certainly, if fits into that category.
Tao, one thing, Mark Allen has joined us, of course, always brought to you by Mercedes-Benz in Berwick. So if you want a Merc, check him out down there in Berwick. Mm. Ask for Craig Howard down there. Long lingering smooch on the 18th after he won from his girlfriend or wife, I'm not quite certain, or
girlfriend.
Long lingering, I should say, smooch. That was pretty entertaining for the folks there.
KB, I wasn't going to bring this up, but I'm glad you have.
Wasn't just a peck on the cheek.
Hey, it was Mother's Day over there, and Ricky Fowler's mum is 1 centimetre behind the girlfriend, and his girlfriend wouldn't let him in. So I reckon she's smooched him, using your term. I think it's a
smooched
pash. They still call it a pash. Someone will text me what it's called these days.
Smooch.
She pashed him on the 17th green for about a minute and a half, and poor old Ricky Fowler's mum, it's Mother's Day, couldn't even get a look in. What's going on?
Well, let's hope they have a lot more success than Jason Duffner after he won one of the majors. His wife was there to meet him, and everyone was tweeting about Jason Duffner and his wife after they won the tournament. They're now divorced.
Yep. Yeah, well, don't pat your wife on the bum after a victory. That's looks like it's a new curse. But I'm just rewinding it now. I'm in the kitchen with Trish. Trish wants to see it as well. But it was staggering. What I might do, KB, I'll film it off my TV, and I'll tweet it out to you so our listeners can see what took place on the 17th. So it was a long, long pash with Ricky Fowler's mum just in the background on Mother's Day who couldn't get a look in. I'll get that done for you, KB, and I'll tweet it out.
Okay, Mark, thanks for that.
I've never tweeted a pash out before.
That'll be a hot topic, I reckon, tonight on the run home.
Yeah, we will. We will definitely. It'll be a topic on the soapbox tonight with myself and the Ox.
The best smooches in sport.
Yeah, absolutely. Dermot Brereton in, Rowan Connolly after 6. It's going to be a big big show today.
Good on you, Marco. Don't forget, if you need a Merc, shoot down to Mercedes-Benz in Berwick. Mark Allen with the latest in golf. And, of course, Sergio Garcia and Kevin Kisner were also in that playoff, but Ricky Fowler coming through.